P96 with Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing, who is about to make his claim that psychics are real.
Ooh.
And I am quite the skeptic. Carla's a believer.
I'm a full believer. Whatever you're about to tell me, I'm like, yes.
I believe in coincidences, and I believe that psychics know people really well. Well, we'll see. It's B96, by the way, Moog and Carla Mornings. Ahmad the Amazing, tell us what happened with your psychic and what's coming true.
I have goosebumps thinking about it. So before I left Texas to come to Chicago, I went to a psychic with my boyfriend. I told him, don't hold my hand, don't act like we're, I don't want to say lovers, but lovers. And so we go in like as two friends, and this psychic grabs grabs his hand.
She knew that you guys were together?
Wow,
she's good.
She was like, she goes to my boyfriend, she says, you're going to join the medical field, and you're going to fall in love with a woman in the same field. Mind you, my boyfriend, when he moved up here, he goes, I think I want to be an EMT out of nowhere.
Oh.
The medical field.
Oh.
But is that after she suggested
No, it was random. I don't even think he thinks about that night, but I do, because she told me that I'm going to get with a rich, older man, and we're going to start a business together.
So basically, she said that you and your boyfriend are going to part ways. He's going to go be with a woman in the medical field.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to go get with a rich, old guy.
Yes, which I'm talking to one right now.
Oh.
And I wasn't seeking that. He approached me at a bar randomly. I wasn't on, like, Grindr, like, looking for a sugar daddy. No,
he
approached me. He was very persistent.
Can we give some context here? Ahmad is in an open relationship. So
yes,
what you're hearing right now is not Ahmad admitting to cheating
on his man, yeah.
But,
and your and your boyfriend is bi.
Yeah.
So he would, he could
find a woman.
Find a woman.
Wow. In the medical field. She said they're going to have kids, but we'll always come back to each other. But I'm like, are you calling me a homewrecker? Like, if he's going to get married to a woman and have kids.
Yeah,
that's exactly what she's trying to say. But so what you're saying is the prophecy is slowly but surely fulfilling.
Being fulfilled.
Okay, tell me about this old man. Sugar Papa.
Sugar Papa. He's got some money and some properties and some business ideas that he likes
and
to
spend. Are you going to be with him? Are you going to marry him?
No. I could play.
You could play house?
I could play house for a little while, I think.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. But I'd still be with my boyfriend.
But he's going to be with his new family that he just had, according to the psychic. And you're just going to be with him?
She said we'd always come back to each other, and I don't see my life without you.
That's pretty tragic. If he's like, marry some woman and has kids, and then here's just Ahmad, you know, whenever he's feeling a little...
I need to write that script before Tyler Perry does.
Wait, is there anything else that the psychic said that you are concerned will come? Like, if this prophecy is already happening, prophecy, why do I keep saying that?
It is a prophecy, though.
Ahmad met with a psychic, and apparently it's been some time, and these things are starting to come true.
Is there anything else that you can expect to start coming true?
That was the biggest thing that stuck out to me, because it was like, I sat back and thought one day, I'm like, wow, things have changed since I moved to Chicago.
Well,
and then I realized...
It's a whole different environment.
I know, but still, you're a skeptic. I'm talking to the believer here, Carla.
He's just looking straight at me.
I know.
He's fully ignoring Moog now.
Don't dismiss me.
But yeah, I think the prophecy is becoming true, and I might be marrying a rich old man. We'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, Jake, and I fully believe in psychics. However, I don't believe every psychic is legit.
Mm.
I believe psychics exist, but I don't believe every psychic is legit.
Okay. I don't know. She was an older woman. She had the, like, crook in her back, the gray hair, a little bit of a mustache. I believe her.
There's a certain look, I guess.
Well, if she had a mustache, she must be legit.
She's legit. That's
all
where
right.
The powers are.
All right. Well, you know what? You got to keep us updated if you end up marrying this old man.
We'll see. I love you, Issa. That's my boyfriend, not the old man.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What's the old man's name?
We'll wait on that. Okay. We'll come up with a nickname.
Sugar Daddy is probably easy. Sugar Papa.
Sugar Papa. I like that.
It sounds so much classier. Sugar Daddy is like, oh, I need money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sugar Papa is like, Father, may I have money for my investment?
Father made me cringe.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, Father just felt more formal.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? Good luck. Keep us updated, Ahmad.
Thank you.
And whatever works out for you, I hope that it's in your best interest.
Thank you.
Financially and otherwise. Up next, we got to talk about Carla, who's quitting.
I am.
And Ahmad and I are going to try and talk her out of it.
I don't think there's much you can do to talk me out of it. Once I make my mind up, it's pretty made up, but we can try.
We'll discuss next. It's B96, Logan Carla Mornings. Carla is quitting.
I'm quitting and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Okay, we need to stop you right there. Why are you quitting?
I'm quitting because I'm uncomfortable. I'm quitting because I'm unconfident. And I'm quitting because everyone around me is judgmental.
Okay, we should probably give context. What are you quitting?
I want to quit running.
You want to quit running? But Carla, you've been doing so good.
You do so well.
You don't know that.
You know what? Let me tell you how far Carla has come. 2 years ago, Carla had never ran. She thought that every single run, whether it was a 1K, a 3K, a 5K, a 10K, or a marathon, she thought every run was called a marathon.
I thought that.
Oh, my God.
I remember I was like, feeling like running a few marathons this year, and I posted it on my story on Instagram, and I got like 50 people that were like, congratulations, this is going to be so, and I was like, why are you so excited
for me?
I'm
doing the hot chocolate run.
I'm doing the Meet at 5K. What are you talking about?
Well, and then by last June, you did the Bank of America Chicago Half Marathon.
I did.
Like, it's pretty impressive, the trajectory, and now this year you intend to do the half and the full.
Correct.
But now you want to quit.
Intended.
Okay.
Intended.
What's going on?
Okay, so in order to train, because I can't get myself to like run by myself, I was like, oh, I'm just going to join like a run club.
Right.
And so I have tried out a few run clubs throughout the city, like multiple. And the best way that I can describe how I feel when I'm there is just uncomfortable. Like, I don't feel good when I'm there.
But they're, like, all, like, social and happy. That's what they say on Instagram.
Right.
I've never been.
I think. I'm not saying that they're not, because I don't want to bash them. They're having fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not having fun.
Why are you uncomfortable? I don't understand. Like, is it that you don't know the people? Is it that they have cliques?
Both.
Okay.
I'm like, getting hives on my chest, because it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I think that they've all been running with each other for a long time, so they know each other, and they're all friends, and it's just this, like, whole...
Do you, like, show up and you don't know who to talk to?
Basically. But like, my friend will take me with her, and I'll talk to her, and, like, she's introduced me to her friends. I'm so unconfident that even when people she's introduced me to before come say hello, my first thought is, oh, is this a pity hello?
Oh, no. Carla.
One of the days, they were like, if it's your first time here, you should say hello and say your name and, you know, what your goal is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And this is so embarrassing. I'm a person that talks to millions of people every day.
Yeah.
Okay? I did beauty pageants. I host music festivals in front of, like, thousands of people.
Right.
And you clammed up.
My friend, I'm starting to know. My friend had to, this is so embarrassing. Imagine this. Had to physically push me.
To go introduce yourself?
To go introduce, like, literally, wow. I was like, no, I swear I don't want to swear. And she literally pushed me.
Wow.
And then I said, I'm Carla, I live in South Loop, and I just, like, want to run a marathon.
Oh my gosh.
Who is this mousy person?
What? I made eye contact with no one.
That's so bizarre, and that's actually very out of character for you.
So
Carla,
you're
Carla on B96.
And because of that, like, not even in, like, a hype myself up kind of way, I hate feeling that small.
Yeah.
Like, I hate feeling that unconfident and weird, and now I'm sweating.
You know what? I think this serves as a good reminder for everybody that, like, everybody has those moments where you feel a little bit, you know, shy and clammy and like, why do I not feel right in this
moment?
Why do I feel 12? A little anxious. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so unconfident, so uncomfortable. Like I could cry because of how uncomfortable I am.
Okay. You're going to have to do some sort of exercise to put yourself out there and get comfortable. You know what?
But I'm comfortable everywhere else. I'm just uncomfortable there because, like, I feel, like, judged.
Yeah. I'll give you some advice that's terrible. I was once very nervous because I had to entertain a crowd for an hour. I thought, like, I don't know how I'm going to entertain this crowd for an hour. There's not going to be any music or anything. And so my friend said, get wasted.
Oh.
And I did on Jaeger bombs. And then it turned out I was just had to be there an hour before the thing started. There wasn't even a crowd there to have to entertain.
So you're just drunk sitting there?
By myself. This is a long time ago. Anyway, my advice to you is, have a couple drinks before you go and then be like all loosey-goosey and
have
be like,
a couple
hey.
Drinks before running 5 miles.
No, I didn't consider that.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but yeah, I hate feeling.
So Carla is in a run club and she's considering quitting.
I'm in multiple and I feel that way at every single one. So this isn't like a specific.
Yeah, so she's considering quitting because she feels so uncomfortable. And I think it's that you feel intimidated because all these people are runners and you feel like you're not one, except that you are one.
I'm a fraud.
You've run a half marathon before.
So?
Yeah. And you run like a half marathon every week. Not in one day, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel
you're fidgeting.
I am. So yeah, what am I doing?
Yeah, see? Why are you so nervous?
I don't. I hate it. I literally hate how I feel.
Yeah,
I haven't felt that way literally since I was in middle school. I don't understand.
Yeah,
what it is.
You're gonna have to, I think, do some real work on this and be very mindful before you go. Think about some conversation starters with people, something. Mm-hmm. But whatever the case, you can't quit.
Because I already signed up.
You already signed up. You're going to do a half marathon in like a month.
And then I could quit?
No, you can't. Just go run, Forrest. Run. All right?
Okay.
All right.
I don't recognize this version of myself.
All right. Shy Carla. Smoking Carla Mornings on B96. Didn't want to talk about it. Talking about it makes it more real.
Because there is a case in Illinois.
B96, it's Mogan Carla Mornings. You might have heard about the Hantavirus, which is haunting us.
Yeah. Yes. There was a cruise ship that was cruising, right?
Cruising,
the oceans.
Yeah. And apparently there were people who were on that cruise ship that went and did something where they caught this Hantavirus, and it has to do with rat droppings, right?
Yeah, because they were saying that they didn't find any rodents like on the ship that had this.
Yeah.
So, obviously a cruise, or if you don't know, like cruises port in different areas, mm-hmm. and they let all the passengers out and they get them back on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, wherever it is that you go.
There was one particular couple who went and had somehow picked up this virus, brought it back to the cruise ship. People on the cruise ship got it. They quarantined the cruise ship, and they're slowly letting people go.
Slowly.
Yeah.
And they actually very recently, because, okay, the way that the Hantavirus works is, like, you're asymptomatic until you're not, mm-hmm. right? And it can take time for your symptoms to show up. So they were like, we don't know if we should let that many people out of the ship. Because what if we let them out and then they have symptoms?
Yeah. Right.
Afterwards, once they've already gone to the airport, gone on a plane, and all these things. So far, though, they let out 32 people.
Okay.
That disembarked. Six of those 32 people are in the U.S.
Yes.
None are in Illinois. So the case that is currently active in Illinois, it's just from them cleaning their house, and it may have been a little dirty.
It was just by chance.
By chance.
And it's up in the Rockford area, somebody. And this has to do with rat droppings. Somehow this virus is contracted through rat droppings.
Right.
So now this person is contained. Hopefully this thing will be contained. But as the story evolves, you're hearing a little bit more and more about it. Now, obviously, the whole world is heavily traumatized from
COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
And we're like, it's not letting that whole thing happen again.
Right. And like the thing
and
is,
this is different. It's spread, I think, slightly differently. And I don't think it's quite as contagious.
There are, and again, I'm not a doctor.
No?
But I guess there's like two ways of getting it. And one is by like inhaling the rat droppings. And then another is it can be airborne if like it's become something different.
Okay.
Again, don't quote me. Right. But, it's only been like, I don't know, 18 cases or something.
Okay.
Which is not a lot. We're just scared because, as we said,
we've seen
how big it can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts with one.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we had another COVID-19.
Yeah.
And you had to quarantine, how would you do it differently than you did the first time?
Ooh, I would be way more serious about it. I feel like last time I was still in my college dorms.
Oh,
and
that's
so
hard.
And my friend was like, oh, we'll invite one friend over so it could be normal. It turned into a whole party. Multiple people got COVID.
So, no, I'm home.
Yes.
You had a COVID party.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think I would look at it a lot differently, too, because now I have a kid.
Right.
You know, I don't know. And I feel for all the, you know, COVID, you know, parents who had COVID babies and the kids that were learning from home and, yeah, all that is tough. I don't know. I don't want to put myself in that space.
I know.
Hopefully this does not turn into that.
Yeah.
If it does, we'll be here or we'll be at home broadcasting.
Still broadcasting. Yeah. I feel like I'd learn a new skill.
Yeah.
I mean, that too.
That's something that a lot of people did. You had time to clean your house. You had time to learn some new things. But let's not put that out there.
Let's manifest good stuff.
It's gonna be. I don't know if it's gonna be great, but you know what? These people are gonna get over it, and they're all gonna be fine.
And then we'll be like, oh, this is just a blimpin'.
Yeah, we got scared for a second.
For just a quick second.
Yeah. All right, it's Moe and Carla mornings. We are commercial free, less than an hour away from Can't Crush Carla, and your chance to win $1,000 on B96. I want to hear from the moms and find out, when were you mom shamed? 877-591-9696. It's Moe and Carla mornings on B96. My wife was mom shamed. And I kind of hate this for her. And in the moment, I guess I didn't like really feel like it was a mom shaming thing, though. In reflection, it was. So we went to this kid's dentist on the north side, and it was a new kid's dentist. And I thought, all right.
New to you or new like in practice?
No, it was new to us.
Oh, okay.
We had gone to one other before, and then now we tried this new dentist. And, you know, we went in, had an appointment. It was really nice, whatever. And they said, oh, okay, well, you need to be brushing your toddler's teeth longer. They asked how many times. We do it twice a day. But they're like, oh, you need to be brushing her teeth a lot longer. And
how long do you usually brush her teeth?
Well, so we have this little electric toothbrush, and I don't know that it's about a certain amount of time as much as it is like, when you have a two-year-old, they like fight it. They don't understand why you're brushing their teeth. And so they're like, no, 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 whipping your head around. And you got to like kind of hold them down like a crazy person. And like you're in there like really putting in work.
Oh, wow.
To get these teeth brushed.
And so, Moe, this sounds terrible. Wait, didn't you say she hit you once? Like,
oh, yeah. she doesn't really like it. So I have to make it as fun as possible. So I'm making like noises. I'm doing like car noises and going like doing all these things to try and distract her through it. And even then she gets like very upset about the teeth brushing process. But this is the teeth brushing is my responsibility.
Okay.
And the dentist lady kept going, mom, you got to brush the teeth longer. Mom, you got to brush the teeth longer. She kept saying, mom, 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 and putting this all on Stacy.
Okay. And so dad, where were you to say, actually it's me?
And I guess in the moment I didn't really think about it. I was just thinking like, oh, I guess we need to brush her teeth longer. And then Stacy was like, she totally shamed me. And you're right there, and you're the one who brushes her teeth.
You should have spoken up.
And I guess I should have spoken up, and I feel really bad about that.
Because she just got shamed for an entire appointment.
Yeah.
I love how it turned into, we need to do this longer, Stacy. Come on, Moe.
Well, yeah, and I guess I feel bad in that I didn't say anything, but what was I going to say? Actually, I'm the one that needs to do this longer. I mean, we're both her parents.
Right. But it must not have felt, I mean, in general, for her to get shamed through that.
Yeah, it must not have felt good because she kept saying, mom, you got to brush. Specifically, she kept saying, mom, you got to brush the teeth longer. You got to spend more time on the teeth. And so now I am brushing those teeth longer, and I'm like, sorry, kiddo, we got to get in there. We got to get those molars back there. We got to get those front chompers.
Yeah, and then I believe you're doing a much better job now.
Yeah, and we are. It's just, it's very, very difficult because, like I said, they just flail. They don't want that.
Well, I also think that, like, mom shaping happens a lot more, like, with moms because society assumes that they are doing everything.
100%.
And
Because with dads, if people find out that a dad changed a diaper in public, they're like, oh my God.
Throw a parade!
What a father. You know, where it's just expected, really. I'm not saying it should be that way, but it's just sort of how society sees it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just expected that the moms would be doing those things.
Moms
right?
get shamed a lot more. Like, if a kid's not doing well in school, like, automatically it's like, mom,
what's going on?
Yeah. You're right. Moms do get shamed a lot. Ladies, like, what's going on?
I was going to say, shame the dads, too. Don't shame parents.
Don't shame anyone.
Because parenting is hard.
Yeah.
And like, it sounds obvious. Of course you want to brush your kid's teeth twice a day for as long as possible. But guess what? It's not as easy as it sounds.
No. And everyone, as long as you're trying your best, I get how uncomfortable it must be to like feel shame.
Yeah. And so we want to know, 877-591-9696. When were you mom shamed? Now, Gloria, how are you mom shamed? You're mom shamed by your sister?
Yep.
Why? Okay, so why does she mom shame you?
Okay, she's not a mom herself, but...
Okay.
She said, let's start there.
She sees that I get my girls dolled up. And mind you, I'm a single parent with them. Like, my daughter's dad, he works 6 to 2. So it's like, I'm with them, like, yeah. till he gets off.
So you get them ready and everything. She sees that you get your kids all dolled up and she judges that?
She judges me for not getting myself ready.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that, no.
Well, and that's the other thing. Moms are doing all this. You got to get the kids ready. You got to do all that.
And sometimes you take a yeah. little back seat. And you know what, Gloria? First of all, that's rude of your sister. But yeah. second of all, moms will get shamed if they do get dolled up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Moms will get shamed if they don't get dolled up. Like, there's no winning, huh?
Hey, I didn't get mom's hair when I took my youngest to the dentist. I got a suggestion from the dentist who was also mom. She didn't tell me brush more. She told me, does your daughter let you brush her teeth? And I said, no. She gave me a suggestion of grabbing their arms, putting their heads between your legs, putting their arms under your legs, and just lifting their lips up and down and just going with the toothbrush. And it has helped me a lot because
WrestleMania in the morning.
Yeah, Carla, that gives context to what I was just saying. It is literally like wrestling a crazy person when you are trying to brush a toddler's teeth. Like, it is not an enjoyable experience.
All I can think of is the Crocodile Hunter. Mm-hmm. And like,
yes, yes. That's a better example. Yes, you are wrestling an alligator.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. When were you mom-shamed and why? Air out that grievance with us. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. So a final update from the company lawyers on the diary situation. Are we going to be able to move forward? How are we going to move forward? All the answers, I think, to those questions coming at 7:30 on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. Asking right now, though, when were you mom-shamed and why? And I want to start with Kristen in South Haven. So let me understand this. Your kid is in the grocery store having a temper tantrum, and what happened?
A teacher told me that I needed to control him.
A teacher? So it just happened to be a teacher that was at the store, said you need to control your kid?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
He was throwing a fit because he couldn't get a toy, and I told him no. So he was, all over the store throwing a fit, and my husband picked him up. And sorry, I'm driving.
That's okay. Drive safely.
Yes. That's the most important part.
We're at the edge of our seats right now.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and asked her if she had children, and she said no, but she was a teacher. I was like, how can you control children if you don't have any?
Yeah, that's, I'm a teacher is not quite the same.
No, and also, like, have you tried, Moog says this all the time, like, have you tried rationalizing and negotiating with the toddler or a child? It doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
It does not work.
You cannot. Literally, yesterday, my daughter Dahlia, who is two, almost two and a half, asked for a banana. So I opened a banana and I gave her a half and I sort of split it apart like we normally do. And she got so mad because she wanted the whole banana to hold it herself. And I was like, oh, then here, take the rest of the banana. And at that point, it was all too late. Yeah, you just cannot rationalize with them. Thank you, Kristen. And I'm not venting about toddlers. I'm venting about how people treat the situation.
Well, because, I mean, I'm sure you've been in a situation where, like, your kid is tantruming and you get a stare, like, the stare that says control your kid. And it's like, I didn't tell her to do this.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell her to stop.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds. Jessica in St. Charles, when were you mom-shamed?
Hey, Moog and Carla.
Hi.
I was mom-shamed just recently. with the nice weather. Me and my girls, we went out to the park, and my 18-month-old was throwing the biggest fit because she knew she didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
She knew we were going home.
Yeah.
So she was screaming and crying, and I'm like trying to push the heavy double stroller back home and rushing back home. And this lady that, let me tell you what, she does a lot of stuff around here. And so she's not a very nice lady. Okay. I'll leave it at that.
Just the neighborhood
anyways,
mean lady.
Anyways, and she's like, you can carry her, right? And I'm like baffled because I'm like rushing back home. I'm like, I'm running. And I'm like, excuse me? And she's like, you know you can carry her. I'm about to call the police. I was about to call the police.
The police, Karen? Well, okay, so let me understand this. So your baby's in the stroller tantruming, and she's suggesting that you carry the tantruming baby. Which, by the way,
and I'm like, okay,
that doesn't necessarily mean that the baby's going to stop tantruming,
right?
Then you
now
just
she's
have
just screaming and
someone
crying
kicking
in your, arms,
and you're trying to push the double stroller. That's intense.
Actually, and that's exactly what my daughter does. So I'm like, nope, let me just hurry up back home.
Yeah.
And then the crazy part was, is that I was like such a big shock. And I was like, lady, it costs nothing to mind your business. I'm rushing back home so that I can control her. And I'm like, dude, if she genuinely cared, like she could have just been like, you know what, like, do you need help? Like,
yeah. There you go.
I'm gonna push a double stroller.
Either do you need help,
hand, you know?
Or mind your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have no solutions, don't just point out the problem to me that I clearly see. Because you clearly see and hear that your kid was having a moment.
Well, and a lot of times as parents, like when your kid is having a tantrum, it can be very, very overstimulating. So it's already like chaos in your mind. And then when somebody comes at you, like, I don't know how, Jessica, I don't know how you kept your cool and didn't just like unleash on this.
You would have said something, huh, Mo?
It depends on the mood.
I would have. I was like, let me drop off my baby right now.
And I'll be right back.
Few things
to say to her.
Yeah, you know, and tantruming kids, like, it's tough. I've learned, like, if Dahlia is kicking and screaming, I have to sideways hold her.
Like a football?
So she didn't kick me. Yeah. So she doesn't kick me in the nuts.
Like you're holding a yoga mat?
Yeah. Keep her on the side. And, yeah, you just do your best. And you know what? All parents, we're just doing our best. Right, Jessica?
Exactly. Yeah. And I just briefly told her, I was like, you have like a couple teenage boys that are actually at the park right now and are doing illegal stuff. I'm like, you should probably go check on them before I call the police.
Go handle that. Yeah. Oh, Jessica, you know what? You're a good mom and you're doing a great job. And I want you to know that. Okay. And thank you for calling and sharing that story with us.
Thank you so much. All right. Love you guys.
We love you too.
Have a great day. All right. Yeah. You know what? And do not shame moms. Don't shame parents. It's harder than it looks.
Especially when you can see that they're already in a situation that neither the kid or the parent wants to be in.
Yeah, just leave them alone. Mind your business.
There you go.
They know, okay?
I'm aware the kid is screaming.
Yep. It's Mogan Carla Mornings and Lady Gaga now.
Cite the source. Baby, something that I need no more. Yeah. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red.
B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings and an update on the diary. So we have somebody's diary, which we have been reading on our show for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And I guess in hopes to find the person was our goal.
Yeah. And we knew that it would be difficult because diary is like well over 20 years old.
And we also thought this is kind of interesting and fascinating and a sneak peek into somebody's life who was a complete stranger. We didn't even know the person's name.
Right.
Well, somebody stepped forward, said it was their diary, and there's lawyers involved, and so our company lawyers got involved, and so it's been, like, on pause. We now, it appears, have an update from our company lawyers.
Hey, guys, yeah, so we spoke to the person who was claiming the diary was hers and their lawyer yesterday. Thank you guys for sending the screenshots of the pictures of the pages that you sent. It turns out the diary is actually not, in fact, hers.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Are you allowed to tell us how you found this out or no?
Well, we asked her to verify information that may have been included in the pages you haven't read yet, and she was not able to do that.
Okay.
I don't want you to get too excited here because this was still a problem, and this is still not something you should ever be doing without contacting the legal department first.
Okay.
Right.
So while we have the legal department on the phone, the people want to know, can we... I guess after this, since we know that it's not her and she's not coming after us, can we continue reading through the rest of the diary?
Yes.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to say no.
No, I know.
Is there any... I mean, I guess, do you want us to stop saying that we would like to find her?
I mean, at this point, with as much as you've already read, I think we're past that point.
Okay.
So go ahead and proceed as you have been.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Glad to know that we're not in trouble and glad to know that we're going to get to read a new diary entry today.
You're welcome. But before I go, again, this cannot happen in the future. You guys have to reach out to us before you just do it.
You know what? We'll annoy you with everything. We'll send you every idea.
Get used to my email.
We understand that we are off the hook for now.
Yes. Glad that that's the case. It's been a stressful 24 hours or so. We appreciate you. And we will keep that in mind moving forward for sure.
Thanks, guys.
So a couple of things to note here. The first question, should we continue reading the diary? There's about 2 weeks left if we were to do an entry a day like we were doing.
Yeah, because it's almost like done.
Yeah.
Not done, because it's like whenever this person lost it, like that's the last entry.
So we haven't, you know, really read deeply into how that ends. But join us on our Instagram Live at B96 Chicago. Tell us, should we? There's some people who have said you absolutely should not be doing this. We have not named the person. We know it's not this
we
Rachel
know it's not
person.
This person.
It's also a very old diary, and that's, I think, why we thought, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's over 20 years old.
Join us on our Instagram Live right now and tell us, should we continue this? At B96 Chicago. Our plan is to next, but if people are saying, no, this is the worst thing, you guys should not do that.
Because this person was not.
So, can we talk about that for a moment?
Just like a slight. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot we can say about that either, opinion wise.
We do not want to say mean things about this person.
Right.
But
they were trying to get their bag.
Ahmad. It appears.
They were trying to get their bag.
They were trying to make some splash.
But, and
I think that they heard this and went, oh, let me in. And you know what? There are ways that she could have figured out what was in that diary.
Yeah, there were ways. But. Yeah. So join us on our Instagram Live at B96 Chicago. Let us know if you think that we should read an entry up next. If not, then
we won't.
Then we won't. And
but
we
if
can
you
read-
say we will, then we got a new diary entry next on B96. It's B96, Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's time for a new entry in the diary. So there's been some drama. Somebody came forward saying it was theirs, and they wanted to get lawyers involved, and it turns out
it wasn't theirs.
It wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
So we got the all clear from our lawyers. We also want to put some context out there that this is an at least 20-year-old diary.
At least.
With a person whose name we don't actually know. And so there's been some people who were like, this is kind of mean. We've thought about it. I don't think it's that mean. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. We're not
either.
Saying anybody's name.
Yeah.
We got the okay from the lawyers.
Yeah. And we invited, the moral compass of Chicago to come on our live stream, which we're doing right now at B96 Chicago, and determine should we continue reading this. And everybody's like, read it.
Right.
So
there's only a few entries left. It's almost over.
Yeah, we only got a couple of weeks left on this. An entry a day. Let's get you caught up because we missed a day.
Previously on The Diary.
So the last time we read, it was Mama Sally, her, what is it?
Almost mother-in-law?
Yeah, almost mother-in-law, who's only 10 years older than her. It was her baby shower.
Okay, no, she is a mother-in-law now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And it was just an awkward vibe. She hugged her and was like, we're going to be great and all this stuff. That's where we left off. Mama Sally's baby shower, right?
Okay, yeah. And we don't quite know what her relationship status is at this point.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So last time we did this, it was June 17th in Diary World. Today is July 1st. I'm scared to read it. I'm sorry. Okay. July 1st. I don't know if it was the wedding of the century or anything, but it was definitely interesting. We definitely belonged on one of those fashion reality TV shows. It was Sally's first wedding, and I guess she'd been planning it for some time, because I'm pretty sure we had a tradition from every decade. Aw, that's sweet. As a professional bridesmaid, I thought I had seen it all, but this was like a wedding factory exploded. So this is the official wedding between Sally and her dad.
So now she's becoming the mother-in-law.
So the shower wasn't a baby shower.
It was a wedding shower.
It was a wedding shower, and that's why they were opening lingerie. We thought she
I've never heard of a wedding shower.
I had, but I guess I didn't think about it that way. Okay, well, it was like a wedding factory exploded. I did the same reading from the prophet that I've done at like seven other weddings. Great, because I have it memorized, so that was easy. The best was when they all left the ceremony and had people either blowing bubbles or holding hands or holding sparklers. I hate to make fun, but it was like being at a car wash on the 4th of July. Our dresses were baby blue and floor length, which for an afternoon wedding in June, I bet we all looked like drowned rats. I didn't know that I could sweat that much. Okay, so there it was hot.
Yeah.
Doesn't give us much time. The reception was another nightmare on its own. I keep trying to tell myself that it's not as bad as it could have been. So yeah, that was it. See?
So that's the entry.
That was the entry.
Mm-hmm. All right, so she went to a wedding and it was hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a fashion show. And basically, like, every wedding cliche was at this wedding.
I wonder if she took someone. She didn't say.
She didn't.
Jake wasn't there. Yeah.
She didn't indicate a date. I would bet she didn't take somebody.
No, I would bet she didn't.
She would have been like, hey, well, Jake did this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Well, so we got the all clear.
Yeah.
Diary's back, baby.
And
then it's gone because there's
eight more entries.
Is that right?
Seven.
Right? Because that was 70. There's 78.
Okay, so there's eight. I don't know. There's seven or eight more entries. Yeah. You can catch up on the previous entries on our Instagram at B96Chicago. We'll have another one for you tomorrow at about 7:30. The diary is back, baby.
There you go. Woo.
It's Moe and Carla mornings on
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
Let's say hello to Mandy in Linwood, who is going to try her best to crush Carla today. What's up, Mandy?
I am going to try my absolute best because me and Carla are split. This will be our tiebreaker.
Oh! You've played before and you've won before.
Yes.
Okay. You got yourself a competitor here.
Mandy, you should know I have officially stood up from my seat.
Yes, and she looks the exact same height as when she was sitting down. So intimidating. Mandy, go ahead and throw Carla out of the room.
Bye, Carla. I love you, though.
Oh, I love you, too. But for the next 3 minutes, I can't.
Yeah. So it's Can't Crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Mandy, 5 pop culture questions. Crush Carla, get more correct than she does, and you get that $1,000, all right? We'll start with question number one.
Yes.
Brat by Charlie XCX has now spent 100 weeks charting on the Billboard 200. Which Chicago music festival will she headline this summer?
Lollapalooza.
Question number two. Today is actress Debbie Ryan's 33rd birthday. Which Disney Channel show did she star in as the nanny to super rich kids?
Jesse.
Question number three. The Tonight Show will join Jimmy Kimmel Live in Going Dark on Stephen Colbert's final night next Thursday, May 21st. Who is the current host of The Tonight Show?
Ooh, I don't know.
Question number four. This summer, Disney World is introducing reduced price tickets that grant admission to a single theme park each day after 2 p.m. Name one of the parks at Disney World.
Magic Kingdom.
Question number five. The man who stole hard drives with unreleased Beyonce music from a rental car in Atlanta has pleaded guilty. He faces 2 years in prison followed by 3 years of probation. Which Texas city is Beyonce famously from?
Houston.
All right, let's get Carla back in here. While she's on her way in, you make, let me understand this. The fun fact about you, it says you make tumblers and you put stuff in resin. Please explain.
Yes. Like, I'll put, like, my photos of my grandson in resin and put them in, like, turn them into, like, little red hearts so that we can put them on display and have them around.
Okay,
and
cool.
Tumblers are just, like, regular little cups to drink out of.
Cool, like arts and crafts and stuff.
Yes.
I like it. Welcome back, Carla. Four correct for Mandy and Linwood, who has crushed you before. All right, so let's see how you do. Question number one, Brat by Charlie XCX has now spent 100 weeks charting on the Billboard 200. Which Chicago music festival will she headline this summer?
Lollapalooza.
That's correct.
I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't know.
It's Lollapalooza.
Question number two.
Okay.
Today is actress Debbie Ryan's 33rd birthday. Which Disney Channel show did she star in as the nanny to super rich kids?
Jesse.
That's right.
Hey, Jesse.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I think that was a theme song, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. See, Maddie knows.
I don't know the actress and I don't know the show. Ahmad just made this question.
Oh, she's that one actress. Well, she's from a meme, so that's not going to help.
All right.
Okay, we move on.
Question number three. The Tonight Show will join Jimmy Kimmel Live and Going Dark on Stephen Colbert's final night, May 21st. Who is the current host of The Tonight Show?
It's one of the Jimmys.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Good job. You know, Tonight Show hosts typically, or late night hosts, is Carla's worst category.
Yes, but it was one of the Jimmys. It was either Kimmel or Fallon. Somebody once told me that, like, if you're ever wondering the answer to a question and you put your body, like, straight, if you go forward, the answer is yes. If you go backwards, the answer is no. And so I gave one Kimmel and one Fallon. Anyway.
Okay. That's great advice for people. Question number four. This summer, Disney World's introducing reduced price tickets that'll grant admission to a single theme park each day after 2 p.m. Name one of the parks at Disney World.
Epcot.
Oh, good job. It wasn't the one I would be thinking of, but that is.
Oh, thank gosh.
Epcot, I would have thought Magic Kingdom, which is what Mandy thought.
Okay.
All right, question number five. The man who stole hard drives with unreleased Beyonce music from a rental car in Atlanta has pleaded guilty. He faces 2 years in prison, followed by 3 years of probation.
Oh, my gosh.
How crazy is that? Which Texas city is Beyonce famously from?
She's from Houston. She's an H-Town hottie.
That is the correct answer. And how crazy. I mean, this guy found this hard drive.
He found it or he stole it?
Well, he stole it from a rental car. So he must have found it and then took it from a rental car and then went like, ooh, this isn't just a regular hard drive. This is a Beyonce's music hard drive.
How many people do you think got fired over that?
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
There's a lot of money involved. And but, now he's going to go to prison.
Finders keepers.
Yeah.
That seems excessive. 2 years?
Yeah.
Maybe we don't have the whole story.
Yeah,
because
I guess
that
not.
Seems so excessive.
What we do know is that's five for Carla and four for Mandy in Linwood. And Mandy, you know what this means.
My name is Mandy from Linwood, and I can't crush Carla, but I still love her.
Aww, I know.
I'm glad
I love
you still
too.
Love her. Unfortunately, today was not the day to crush Carla and win that $1,000. But we did enjoy having you on.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
All right. We'll talk to you next time, Mandy. Have a great day.
Bye, Mandy Queen.
Bye.
Can't Crush Carla returns tomorrow at 7:50. A brand new chance to win $1,000 on B96.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Dallas in Edgewater. So you're upset somebody ruined your Mother's Day, but you're not a mom. So what's up?
Right. Yeah, my girl, she spent Mother's Day with the father of her kid when I had a whole day planned out for us. It was brutal, dude.
Ooh.
Well, is...
Ah, that is interesting.
It is, but I need to know more information because it doesn't seem odd that she would want her son or her kid, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, to spend time with both of her parents on a day like this.
Oh, I think that's odd.
You think that's odd?
Yeah.
What?
It's Mother's Day. Why does the dad need to be there?
Oh, okay. Why not?
Well, okay. I guess that's not the debate yet. Tell us your story with her.
Yeah. Just to clarify, it's a daughter, but okay. I've been seeing my girlfriend for like a little over a year, and to be honest, I've actually admired the relationship she has with her kid's father.
Okay.
Just plain simple, they co-parent. They do activities sometimes together. I think it's chill. Like, they go to the Children's Museum at Navy Pier. They go to the Brookfield Zoo all the time. Like, that never crosses a line for me, like, at all.
Okay. So you're cool with all that.
Well, I've tried to keep this surprise for Mother's Day. Like, I had it planned for her, like, the whole day. I had a spa package, dinner downtown, like, and then come to my surprise, Sunday morning, you know, I call her to get ready, and she just says she has plans with her baby daddy, and I don't have to worry about doing anything.
Oh, well, that sucks. And in that moment, you're like,
I don't think that sucks. It was a surprise that you didn't, like, tell her about. And so she made plans with the father of her child. Am I missing something?
I don't understand why, in my opinion, why is she spending Mother's Day with the father of her kids if it's her ex?
Yeah, but to create memories as a family still for the kid.
So if you were going to be in a nuclear family, then you would have done that. But you decided you didn't want to be together for whatever reason. Like, okay, say, God forbid, Stacey and I divorce.
You're not still going to want to make sure she has a good Mother's Day?
Well, it's not going to be my problem anymore.
But she's the mother of your child.
This sounds like it should be Dallas's Mother's Day to plan. If you're divorced, now I come from a divorced family,
right,
of parents who don't talk, who hate each other.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind,
yeah,
in my,
yeah,
background.
Yeah, grain of salt.
I would be respectful, but I would say enjoy the day. You know, if she said, hey, can you take the kids? I'd be like, cool, I'll take the kids. If she said, hey, I want to have the kids because it's Mother's Day, I would say, have a great Mother's Day. Enjoy,
right,
the kids. But it wouldn't be, I feel like, my place to be with the mom when it's over. But that's just my opinion. Really, this is your situation. So this all happened. What was your reaction when you found out that you weren't going to, you know, be able to go through with your surprise?
I mean, I definitely, like, kind of, like, started to low-key freak out and panic because, like, I had planned all this and, like, I wasn't getting any money back or anything like that. But it was mostly that she just assumed that I wouldn't do anything for her. Like, we've been together for over a year. Like, I love that she's a mother. Like, I love, you know, her. Like, so I didn't know why I was immediately, like, just didn't have to worry about it. It's like, well, I planned a thing for you because it's your day. I wanted to celebrate you.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't I?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know.
It sounds like to me that you're making her Mother's Day about you. Like, of course she's not going to be considering your feelings and what you're going to be doing for her on Mother's Day. Like, that's, I think you're being a little bit self-centered here.
I can see where you're coming from, but it's making me personally feel like the placeholder. Like, I'm just, like, there, you know, as the good boyfriend when she needs it, and then he can be there when it's convenient, and then I'm just around till they can work it out.
That's the real issue that you're contending with.
So you're seeing your girlfriend essentially go play house with her ex, and this makes you uncomfortable, which I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. But the question is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. Where are the divorce people at? And who can shed some perspective on this?
I really think that it's normal and healthy for her to want to create family memories on days like Father's Day and on days like Mother's Day with her kids and the father of her kids. And I don't think that should make you feel insecure. But,
well,
I could be totally wrong.
But that's why we're asking the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia. We're only two people with our own perspectives.
Very differing perspectives today.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. Can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake?
Now it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a...
Carla's full on dancing in the studio.
I am. I love Nina Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't Nina Sky coming to Chicago?
No.
I think Nina Sky's coming to the Forever Mind Festival.
I'm going
to
answer that question honestly. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
It's B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings in Match or Mistake with Dallas and Edgewater, who is a little upset. His girlfriend spent Mother's Day. He had some plans for her, and she spent Mother's Day with the father of her children, so her ex.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the hell?
And the thing is that he planned a whole surprise day for her, mm-hmm, for Mother's Day that he did not tell her about. So when Mother's Day came, she was like, well, I'm going to spend it with my children and in turn, like, the father of my children and kind of have, like, a whole day. Because I have heard this. Not all moms want to spend Mom's Day without their kids,
right,
at the spa, you know?
Yeah. Carla and I have differing opinions on this. I'm like, why would she spend the day with her ex? And you're like, well, that's the father of her kids.
Yeah. And what if they don't hate each other? Like, that's not such a shocking concept.
Yeah, that's true. 877-591-9696. Is it a match or a mistake? Crystal is in Lyons and says it's a match. Why?
I think it could be a match, but he has to... Dallas, I think his name was right.
Yeah, Dallas.
He has to check his feelings in regards to, as Carla pinpointed, this whole him playing house. It's not about playing house. it's about him as a father being respectful
right.
to the mother, the woman who gave birth, who provided that child. And he's you know, providing that respect, showing right. that they can work things and be there for the kid, provide those memories. It's not about them being together and playing house.
Yeah,
it's
that's
about them showing. It's about them showing that they can still have this thing. And I get that the surprise, it's very sweet. It was very awesome. And I think that it's amazing that you wanted to do something like that. But to be like, oh, it's been completely ruined. Well, she had no idea.
Right.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Again, see, I'm...
He is not the father of her kids. So, again, I assume that the child is too young to be able to buy anything or do anything themselves. Mm-hmm. So... it would make sense that the father then is going to put the
he's going to play a big role in it.
Have to provide yeah. that.
And I understand that. I think I truly come from such a damaged perspective with divorced parents who... there is nothing that could make my mom's Mother's Day worse than seeing my dad.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a lot of your right. own like personal bias.
So I'm jaded on that. To me, that sounds like they're divorced. That sounds like awful. Why would you want that? So I can appreciate that. Thank you so much, Crystal, and have a great day. Now, Mary is on the South Side. Mary says it's a mistake. What are your thoughts?
Hi, yes. I'm sorry. It's Maddie.
I'm sorry, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
It's okay. No. Don't worry. No worries. No, I love you guys.
We're going to put some respect on your name.
That's right. Always.
I appreciate it when people say my name correctly, Moog, and not
I
like Matt.
I appreciate Mal. It so much.
So, Maddie,
I understand.
The stage yes, is yes. yours.
So I think it will be a mistake, to be honest with you. I think at this point, they have something that's going to bond them forever, which is their child. And if it's been a year, and if it's already been this, you know, long, and then this, I just feel like in the long run, she will still be putting him first, regardless, if that's how her mentality is now. And honestly, I feel like, cause I'm in a long-term relationship and I do have children, of course, with my, you know, with my significant other. So it's like, if I'm at that point at the year where I still can't get to my brain, hey, mm-hmm. you're with this new guy. He, you know, you need to spend it with him and not bring this guy first. I don't know. To me, it's just very odd. I feel like it's going to just bring so many problems and, you know, and it's going to be unexpected problems.
I understand where you're coming from.
And from Dallas's perspective, I think seeing them as a family unit is probably hurtful.
Because they have a bond that right. he can't
he's
understand
never
right
be a
now.
A part of that, right?
If they choose to have children yeah. in the future, then he'll understand, right? But I think yeah. also just like one tiny thing to note is she had no idea that he planned this.
Right,
like,
yeah.
She
it
really
was a surprise.
She had no clue. So I don't think that she did it like maliciously.
Sure. It was just like, I'm not changing the plans to go with your surprise. Maddie, thank you so much and have a wonderful
yeah,
day, okay?
Course. Thank you, guys. Right. Love you, guys.
Love you, too.
Okay, so 877-591-9696. Can it be a match or a mistake? Dallas's girlfriend spent Mother's Day with the father of her children, her ex, and he's upset about it.
At least it was Mother's Day, and he was the dad of the kids, and it wasn't like her birthday, and she's like, my ex has something,
know,
but you know
that
what I
would
mean?
That would be an
different
absolute
holiday.
Reply. Would love to hear from you, and we'll check in with Dallas and see where his head is at again. Coming up next. So Moog's Mega Minute is coming up in like 17 minutes, 8:40 or so. Your chance to win $1,000 if you can answer 10 trivia questions correctly. We were close yesterday. We were so close yesterday.
I know, and people win all the time.
Yeah.
You just got to be locked in on your A game.
Could be your day today with Moog's Mega Minute at 8:40. It's B96, Moog and Carla Mornings. Match Mistake has Dallas and Edgewater questioning his relationship, wondering if he should continue on. His girlfriend chose to spend Mother's Day with the father of her children, her ex. He had a big surprise planned for her, and she was like, thanks.
But no
surprise. I'm spending it with my, what feels like a nuclear family, and he's like really put off by this. So the question is it a match or a mistake? Now, I kind of like this. Sarah in Portage Park, you say it's a mistake, and why?
I think both of them are just weird.
The whole situation's
very
weird.
Immature. I think Dallas is immature in that, you know, this whole, I made a surprise for her. I think it is sweet, but it's not like Christmas. It's not her birthday. It's Mother's Day. So I can understand in some respect why she is with the ex on that day. But on the other hand, like thinking in the perspective that you said, Mo, like I'm from divorced parents too.
Mm-hmm.
I would not, like, I don't understand that either. Like, on her end, yeah. Why would she want to be with her ex on that day? That's a little strange, too. I think he's maybe, I wouldn't make as big of a deal of it as he, it sounds like he is.
Yeah.
And that's not why I'm saying it's a mistake. I think it's kind of more of a mistake on his end. He just seems kind of
insecure,
immature.
About the whole thing. Insecure and immature, yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah, I, yeah. And I totally get, like the divorced parents not wanting to see each other and that making it like a, why would you ever want to be with your ex in that way? But
Every divorce situation is not the same.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It sounds like, Sarah, you that have, if your parents divorce when you're young, it's to a point where it's odd and bizarre even seeing them in the same room as each other.
Wow.
Where you're like,
right. And when my parents divorced, and I was pretty young, but we would spend holidays and birthdays together.
Wow.
But Mother's Day and Father's Day,
we're not those.
Like, no. I mean, yeah. It's a real holiday, don't get me wrong, but it's not like Christmas. You know, like we did spend Christmas together. I can see how people would not want to do that either. But those were days that we were all, like, the family was all together. Nobody remarried or anything, and we would just, you know, do that together.
Now, if I was in Dallas's situation, I'd hate that worse. If she spent Christmas with the ex? No, thanks.
Like, oh, can you pass the cranberries?
There were no other significant others. Yeah, if there were other people in my parents' lives, I'm sure it wouldn't have been that way, but neither one of them did. So I think that's why.
Yeah.
But on a holiday like Mother's Day or Father's Day, like, you should be doing your own thing.
Yes. Yes, I agree 100%. Thank you so much, Sarah, and have a great day.
Thank
okay?
you, guys.
All right.
You too. Thanks, guys.
So ultimately, obviously, Dallas, this is your situation. What do you think? Do you think it's going to be a match, or do you think it's a mistake?
The more I think about it, it's starting to feel like a mistake. I feel like I'm just in the way, and if they really want to just play house and, like, try and get back together, but, like, play pretend like they're not, like, then maybe I should just step aside and see if they really are a good match after all. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it just seems like I'm the placeholder. I don't want to be the placeholder.
Well, whatever the case, if you're uncomfortable or mad, like, the whole situation's not healthy.
Right.
And so you might be, you know, best to walk.
You're making a lot of assumptions, but if this is where your head is at, I mean, we're not there. You know the vibes. Mm-hmm. So
it was never a line for me until this, and this is really just, I guess, the line for me. So, yeah, it's definitely feeling like a mistake right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? And now you know where that line is. And, you know, whatever the case, wishing you the best. All right, man?
Yeah, true. Well, thanks, guys.
Show us what you got so you can win. Mugs Made a Minuteman. 10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs Made a Minuteman.
Ashley in Belmont Cragen is a returning customer here to Mugs Made a Minute. What's up, Ashley?
Nothing much. What's going on with you guys?
You know what? We're hanging out. It's Wednesday. It's a good day.
You know what? You sound real casual for someone who might win $1,000 in like the next minute and a half.
Mike, how did you do the previous times that you played this game?
I lost, but I did do better each time. So I'm hoping third time's the charm.
All right. Let's see how it goes. 10 trivia questions. Right. 1 minute. Get them all correct. You win $1,000. All right. Here we go. We will start real simple with how do you say one in Spanish?
Uno.
Correct. What force keeps us on the ground?
Gravity.
Correct. How many colors are in the rainbow?
Seven.
Correct. Who wrote the book Green Eggs and Ham?
Dr. Seuss.
Correct. What does KFC stand for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Correct. Halfway there. What is the largest living bird?
Ostrich.
That's correct. What country is Mandarin mostly spoken in?
Thailand?
Incorrect. Who is featured on Justin Bieber's song Baby?
Ludacris.
That's correct. What does GDP stand for in economics?
Pass.
Venustrophobia is the fear of what?
Pass.
What country is Mandarin mostly spoken in?
China.
That's correct. What does GDP stand for in economics?
Time. You're so close. 80%. Not too shabby.
Man, so what does GDP stand for in economics, Carla?
Gross domestic product.
Yeah.
As we all learned in our finance course.
Yeah. Gross domestic product. And then Venus.
It means it's yucky. No, I'm kidding.
Venustrophobia is the fear of what?
Beautiful women.
beautiful women. I used to have this fear. I've gotten better with it. I used to lose complete track of my thinking.
You used to lose complete think?
Yeah. When I was like 21, 20, and I would see a pretty woman, I'd be like,
you had Venus phobia.
She'd say, "What's your name?" And I'd be like,
"I don't know, man.
It's me."
What's your name?
Oh, well, I'm sorry you didn't win today, Ashley, but you got 8 out of the 10. You did 80%. So next time, you got to come in for the win, right?
That's right.
All right.
And at least now, whenever, a guy ghosts us or something, you learn a new word, and you can say, oh, he just has Venus phobia. He's afraid of beautiful women.
That's exactly it.
There you go.
All right, then, Ashley. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yep, another chance to win $1,000 tomorrow, 8:40 with Moog's Mega Minute. 96, show us what you got so you
can win Moog's Mega Minute. Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
How about some little victories? 877-591-9696. Let me say that slower. Somebody said I say too fast.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
877-591-9696. There you go.
This is the part of the show where we let you come on here and use us as your celebration station, big microphone to share whatever it is that you are proud of in your life right now that you're excited about, looking forward to, anything like that.
If there's a graduate in your life that you want to celebrate, maybe you're the one. Again, we would love to hear whatever your little victory is. 877-591-9696. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. Call and share those little victories with us at 877-591-9696. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96 with Molly and Logan Square. Your little victory is actually you're celebrating your best friend. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
And what's going on with her?
So she just booked her first acting gig in the city. She's a part of a Latino playwright festival, and she's one of the actors who's reading.
Oh, so cool.
Oh, wait, that's a really cool thing to do. And second of all, it's awesome that you're so proud of her that you're calling in to celebrate her. Yeah. So when is this all going down?
This is going down on Friday night at 7, I think. Yes.
Do you know, is she nervous? Is she excited? What's the vibe?
I think she's really excited.
Oh.
Because she's been auditioning so much.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really proud of her.
Well, then she's ready for this. What's your friend's name?
My friend's name is Julia.
Julia. All right, cool. Very exciting.
Julia's big acting. You said this is the first time that she's going to be acting in a theater.
No, she's acted before. So we're actually friends because she went to a acting grad program with my brother, and then we became best friends.
Okay. All right, cool.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we hope that this role leads her to the big break.
Yeah, we're going to see her on the big screen one day. And I think that that's really cool of you you're like, this isn't about me. This is about my best friend. And that's really neat.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Well, of course. Big congratulations to your friend. You said Julia?
Yes.
Okay. Break a leg, Miss Julia. That's what they say in the theater world, right?
Yeah. It's an old saying that means break a leg so that you can get cast.
Yeah. Well, she's been cast. Yeah. So no breaking legs on Friday.
Well, still break a leg so you can continue to get cast. Thank you, Molly, for sharing that. Have a wonderful day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right, that's going to do it for Moog and Carla Mornings today. The diary returned today.
It did, yes. So we basically, our lawyers had chats with
the person who came forward claiming that we had been reading their diary on the air.
And it turns out it was not theirs.
It was not theirs.
They were mistaken.
They were mistaken is a nice way to say it. They were mistaken, so we're going to move on. We got a couple of weeks left of the diary.
And then that's it.
And so we'll be back at that tomorrow morning at 7:30. We'll be back tomorrow morning with two chances to win $1,000, 7:50 and at 8:40. So, I don't know. Those are pretty good reasons to listen to Moog and Carla Mornings.
I mean, heck, I want $1,000 more.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, enjoy the day. We will talk to you tomorrow on B96. Goodbye.